Brian Armstrong says, Bitcoin probably bottomed at $60,000 Coinbase chief executive. Brian Armstrong said his instinct is that Bitcoin has already put in its low for this cycle, pegging the bottom at $60,000. The remark was relayed by CoinMarketCap on June 16, 2026, and is reported as Armstrong's personal read on the market rather than any formal call from the exchange. The timing is the interesting part. As of June 16, 2026, Bitcoin trades around $66,290, up 1.17% on the day and 5.95% over the past week. That puts the price roughly 10% above the level Armstrong named as the floor, so he is calling a bottom the market has already moved away from, not predicting one still to come. A call made while the market is still scared, Armstrong's comment runs against the prevailing mood. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 25 as of June 16, 2026, which sits in fear territory. That gap between a bouncing price and a fearful tape is the part worth sitting with. Spot prices have recovered off the lows, but positioning and sentiment have not caught up. The rest of the majors are pulling harder than Bitcoin right now. Over the past 24 hours, Ether is up 4.31% to about 17.93, Solana is up 4.5% to 74.16, and XRP is up 4.53% to 124. BNB is roughly flat at $616. When altcoins outrun Bitcoin off a low, while sentiment stays cautious, it usually means risk appetite is returning at the edges before conviction returns to the core. That pattern can reverse quickly, which is part of why a single bottom call deserves caution. A CEO's instinct is one data point, not a forecast. Armstrong did not attach a model, a target, or a time frame beyond the $60,000 figure. He framed it as instinct, and that framing matters. Bottom calls from prominent figures carry weight because of who makes them, not because of any verifiable method behind them. The same person calling a bottom also runs a business whose revenue rises when traders are active and prices are climbing, so the incentive runs one direction. This is reporting on a statement, not an endorsement of it. None of this is financial advice. A bottom is only confirmed in hindsight, and probably bottomed is a probabilistic read that the next macro print or liquidation cascade can undo. The CPI surprise covered earlier this week is a reminder that one data release can reset the whole risk picture in an afternoon. For anyone funding a crypto card from a volatile balance, the practical takeaway is narrower than the headline. A swing from $60,000 to $66,000 changes how much spending power a Bitcoin-funded balance carries week to week, which is the core reason many spenders top up with stablecoin balances instead and keep their long-term holdings untouched. Calling a bottom does not remove that volatility. It just narrates it. Coinbase itself sits at the center of this story as the largest U.S. exchange, and its CEO's public read tends to travel. The figure to anchor on is the one the market already gave. BTC near $66,290 against a stated $60,000 floor, with sentiment still in fear.